Ihr hört die 5. Sendung vom internationalen anarchistischen und anti-autoritären Radionetzwerk Treffen. Natürlich live aus Zürich. Yeah, so hello, back to the 5th International Radio Network broadcast. Yeah, we're sitting in Zurich and now we will have a round table and we talk about repression. There are different persons joining this round table and actually we would start to talk a bit about the context of Switzerland. We are facing different cases of repression. One, there is now finished the first court case. For sure it's going in a second round. It's the case of the Basel 18. 18 people, they were accused of being part of a demonstration which happened in Basel in 2016 in the summer. And actually there a lot of different institutions and stores get attacked, and after the demonstration they arrested 14 people, I think, and then they start to do a trial against these people, but they don't have some evidence what the single person done, so they started to construct somehow a criminal group which does this action. And some people also get in because of some phone messages. Actually they weren't close to this area where some people get arrested, and other two persons get in because just of DNA traces, which is coming more and more up in Switzerland, that people get judged because of DNA traces. And actually in the first court case 15 people get judged, and the judgment is different. Some people, they have to go for 9 months to prison. The hardest judgment is of a person who has to go for 27 months to prison. And yeah, some people get free because the people of the message they get. And so yeah, this is one part. Another part is super fucked up, and was in the last 2 weeks a comrade from the anarchist library get arrested. The police want to judge him of different arson attacks in 2016 and 17. One is on the military vehicles, which some military vehicles burned down, and they want to judge him for this. And another judgment they want to do by this person is the attack of an arson attack on a radio station from the police, like the emergency radio station of the police, which get attacked in Zurich. And actually in the same case another comrade is on the run since 2016. So this is another side of the repression, that some people have to go underground. Yeah, that's a bit what happened now. There is also some other cases in Switzerland for sure, like people getting accused because of participating on a illegal demonstration and so on, and also for squatting some houses. Yeah, that's one part of the repression in Switzerland. Maybe we can do a call to a person from the anarchist library later, to that he will explain the story exactly what's happened with our comrade. Yeah.
It looks like what we're seeing more and more of around the world, which is to be expected, is creation of conspiracies and the state trying to make cases against us collectively. And we heard about that both in the States, both here in Switzerland, from what's going on in Russia. And so I don't know if we want to talk a little bit about what people have seen that really works in trying to keep each other safe. and how best to support people who are going through repression, because it can be a long and trying, can be really challenging in the long run.
Yeah, I can just maybe cover some stories. We have not examples of these hard criminal charges as it's happening everywhere else. But we were experienced quite a lot of repression based not on criminal charges, but mostly were kind of financial punishments, which with that was kind of really slowing down the movement and putting a lot of energy to cover the costs and stuff like this. We are basically have quite, in Ljubljana and generally in Slovenia, you have a special situation with this, that usually quite a lot of repression with this fine system comes after some bigger events, actions and demonstrations. It happened quite massively after the uprisings in 2012 and 13. And after that, like with the Balkan route and the solidarity actions which were happening in 2015 and 16. But all the others are usually connected, of course, with squatting and defending the autonomous spaces and zones. So, yeah, we are now also faced with quite a lot of fines because of defense of the some older occupied factory Rok, which is an old squat from 2006 already, and it was facing eviction 2 years ago, and there it was also the same strategies. It's not the idea of criminalization in this way that you would put people in prison, so we don't have experiences with that so much. But of course we faced massive amounts of fines, which are usually also randomly given to people which are participating in these fights. So we actually had to find out a strategy how to open the space that people could first like even tell about the fines and talk about them. So we usually gather people to tell us about it and then start a campaign to address the issue and start raising collectively raising money with benefits and with other solidarity actions. So in a way, it's really in a small country like Slovenia, it kind of functions, and it's actually nobody on the end stayed alone with some kind of or punishment or like without any legal support or without any. So we're trying to build a network which would be as stable as it possible that people can always address to. So this is kind of a small step towards this, that we have to do it together in a way and announce the problem, because I think also the solidarity campaigns actually address an issue and open up also the topic, because which was now already forgotten. It's like with this, it's kind of a strategy which you do.
Have you ever discussed about the possibility to go to prison apart paying the fines, because from time to time people decide to do that in Germany, to like put more attention on a kind of topic, and it seems to work quite well. But yeah, on the other hand, you never know if you go in, you're totally on the goodwill of the guards and stuff, so I'm not really sure about that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a bit different system. So it was a system which was also working before. With us, it's impossible. It's a fine system where the police actually makes a judgment, and you cannot pay up your your fine with the prison sentence. So actually they want to avoid booking the prisons with this fine moments. And if you don't have anything or nothing that you cannot pay, they just put it on your tax account. So the tax company actually is blocking your every money or whatever you have for 10 years. So it's a different system. It's not even a possibility. So, of course, we never thought about it. We, for some smaller criminal charges, we plead because it was a best way. But this was really not many cases. So I cannot really talk about this polemics because it's not present without legal system and punishment regimes. So.
Right. Certainly, one of the things like that you touched on that I think is really important is the idea that people don't get isolated and that they stay together and continue to talk to one another. In the States, our biggest successes have been when we have made defense, like a collective defense, both in 2008 after the RNC in Minneapolis, which is in the center of the country. And people got conspiracy charges for planning the demos. And then in the J20 case, people really banded together and showed solidarity with each other, and that helped create a case or create strength and have people less isolated. There are some really interesting resources that I've seen out in the past about just recently learning, like there was in Germany at least, there's one book about like how to survive prison, and I'm wondering if you would talk more about that.
Maybe we can first take our comrade from the Anarchist Library in, then you don't have to stay on the phone all the time. Hello, you can hear us? Okay, maybe he don't hear us. Hello?
Oh, wait. Hear me?
Now we can hear you, yes. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you.
Okay. Thanks for taking time to explain what happened against a comrade from the Anarchist Library.
Yeah, no problem. So I will explain a bit. On the Tuesday, the 29th of January...
Sorry.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, okay. On this date, short after midday, comrade was arrested. His flat was opened by a forensic like unit, and also they went into the library to take computers. So the reason for this like search of his house and of the library was like, the accusations, they are like an arson attack against like military vehicles of the Swiss Army in Hivil, this small city. There was burned like 9 cars of the military and 14 they were damaged.
Yeah.
Then also an arson attack on the radio station of the city police of Zurich in the July of 2016, which for this case, there is another comrade on the run since that time. And then also like for putting like posters in the window, like in the storefront window of the Anarchist Library Cemento, which was in 2017, this accusation, which it's about, they say it's like a call for violence and like property damage against companies involved in the Besslergut in Basel, which is a prison, and the building up of the Police and Justice Center in Zurich, which will be a huge like police and justice and judges and stuff like this center in Zurich. So there was posters and they took these posters and claim he hung it and that they are calling for violence, which yet they didn't prove anything. So this comrade was arrested with these accusations. He's a part of the library, like he's a librarian of our anarchist project, and Now, like a week ago, no, 2 weeks ago, they made like pretrial detention, which is for 3 months now, which is like the usual like amount of time you get. And after 3 months, normally they have to ask again a judge, a custodial judge, to say like, yeah, you stay in or not, or blah, blah, blah. So we will see what happens in this time. Yeah, he sits in the police prison. No, no, not in the police prison, in the Bezirksgefängnis Zürich. It's like a local, it's just around the confines in the city of Zurich. Yes, so this is what happened. Yeah, I don't know. What should I say else?
Okay. Yeah, thanks for this update. Maybe he also is listening to our 6-hour broadcast. From my side, and also think from the other side of the people, a lot of strength to the anarchist comrade. You know how he's doing, if he's fine or...
Well, like, till now we didn't... we received a letter, but now it's not here now, which was more like meant for a public discussion that took place like a week ago, which was what do anarchists want? So he sent a letter to this discussion, yeah, meant to be read in this discussion, but actually now we only receive it yesterday. So it couldn't be read at this discussion. Badly enough, now the letter is not here, but it will be published for sure.
Yeah.
Probably on the website of the Fermento.
Okay. So if you maybe get this letter in the next hours, we can call again and maybe we could read this letter for the discussion what anarchists want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if we receive, we could make try to make this.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call. And
no problem.
Have a nice day and see you. Thanks. Bye-bye. So, we back on the discussion. Sorry for interrupt you. We go back to the round table and yeah, we have another input from person from Radio Komplica.
I don't know, you want to give the input? Okay.
Okay.
No. Or we just start over, because, I mean, sadly, the comrade from Fermento is not on air anymore, but it would have been nice to ask him about maybe their strategy to come over the ongoing repression, but maybe the comrade from Komplica knows something about the strategies here in Swiss with similar cases, or also what is going on the on part of solidarity with that case.
I think in general, when there are cases of repression, there are different groups in different cities that try to organize solidarity actions or to find money, to organize lawyers, to support people who are close to the people who are, for example, in prison, or to organize letter writings to people inside. And there are different groups and different kind of organizations in different cities and different environments. And I think it depends really a lot what people who are affected by repression want to. And there is no like central organization for cases or in general that organize anti-repression work. And, for example, we as Komplica try to make a connection over the radio between in the prison and outside. We try to reach people who sit in with greetings and solidarity wishes from people outside, and we want to give also like somehow tools how to survive the daily life in prison, because some people have experienced prison herself, and so can give some knowledge to people what are practical things, what to do. And sorry. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, are there other strategies in other regions how you deal with the repression?
I mean, I guess in Germany there are many similarities, but it always depends on the, I don't know, on the part of the movement, like how the strategy is. For example, I mean, there also, it always depends. I mean, there, for example, I don't listen anymore, but yeah. For example, there are groups which are like trying to reach out for a bigger audience or bigger solidarity movement, like and use also try to use mainstream media and everything, every tool they can use. But there are others like some anarchists which I don't know, which we think, for example, the best strategy is to go on with the struggle and don't put that much effort in working with I don't know, for example, mainstream media and other tools to overcome the repression.
I mean, that can be an ongoing conflict, I think, about whether or not you're working with mainstream media or kind of making an appeal and asking the public or the general citizens to think about your case. In the case of J20, it was so many different people, and it felt like the implications of the case were so far-reaching, because if they had made these new laws around conspiracy, or at least a new interpretation of the laws, it would have implemented or impacted all of these other social struggles, especially more vulnerable social struggles like the Black Lives Matter movement and Indigenous water protectors. And it would go far beyond targeting just anarchists. And so people felt like they had to make a really broad appeal. And also the legal threat of decades, like 65 years or 75 years in prison, was serious, and that they really do put people away for that long in the States commonly. And so that there were a lot of there, but there was a lot of conflict in deciding how to talk to the public about the case and maintaining integrity about what people did that day, and that they were proud of it and fuck the state and like fuck the new regime that came into power, and keeping people out of prison. And so there was an ongoing tension. But I think what is amazing about that case is that there were over 200 people that really stuck together, largely who didn't know each other before that case happened, and had to put their trust in each other and make decisions under extreme stress and duress. And so I think that is really beautiful and gives us something to look at as far as what is possible. And I don't just mean what is possible in winning a legal strategy, but what is possible when people come together. I do think we're a lot better at defending ourselves because it gives us a common enemy, and it's a lot harder for us to decide on what we're attacking or fighting for. So maybe we can get better at that. But all right. It looks like we're going to wrap up this discussion and move on to some music and updates about ongoing struggles around the world. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So we collected also different solidarity jingles. So we hear another one, and then we hear some music, and then we continue with the program.
Allein machen Sie dich ein.
Kurzreportagen zu Solidarität im Alltag.
So an example of solidarity that comes to my mind is having a friend that is a single parent and has a child. And in the past, I've lived with friends with children, and an easy form of solidarity is to hang out with the child, and which is not just it's a sort of mutual aid, because I gained a lot from hanging out with the child. The child challenged me to communicate in different ways and explain my thoughts on things or why I suggested one thing over another. It also helped the parent to be able to take time off to do other things, to read books, to write essays, to work. So an act of solidarity that also operates as mutual aid, because I gained from it, as well as it relieving a little bit of the circumstances in the household for the parent.
Ihr hört die Live-Sendung vom 5. Treffen anarchistischer und antiautoritärer Radios, live aus Zürich.
And I know how you were raised, all right? And I know how people fucking think out there, and fuck, it's gotta be that way. They gotta tell you that thou shalt not kill shit and all of that. But that's not the way the world works, Selby, because I'm out there every fucking day living it. People kill each other every day. And for what? For politics. For religion. And they're heroes. No. No, there's a lot of shit I can't do anymore. But killing's not one of them. And letting those fucking bastards out there go and rape somebody else isn't either.
Seguidos, enjaulados, más no muertos, caminando de frente hacia un nuevo comienzo. Improductivo torniquete fuera de circulación, con la banda difusa de intrusos sin contemplación. Vamos todos con la voluntad dispuesta, la tribu a los tribunales y la sentencia a la hoguera. Son del suelo, mis caricias para la tierra, y no habrá más recompensa que el sabor de una vida intensa. Absorbiendo el veneno de los pájaros que vuelan libremente hacia el encuentro con todo un muerto. Así quiero vivir con la memoria siempre viva, ignorando el desconsuelo lejos de la cobardía. Así quiero vivir con la memoria siempre viva, ignorando el desconsuelo lejos de la cobardía. Lejos de la cobardía. Ya estamos llenos de espíritu, pero nos faltan tantas armas que el enemigo posee y que el poder le regala. Y es ahí al enemigo de espíritu empobrecido, pero con todas las armas que nos faltan a mis amigos, porque nos nutrimos de lo espeso de los bosques perdidos, en el canto de los pájaros que atraviesan los silencios, como un insecto diminuto que muere ignorado. Lo salvaje siempre ruge aunque se nieguen a escucharlo. Escupimos semillas hasta en sus podridas avenidas,
porque algo siempre crece que no parece mercancía. Huele a laberinto peligroso con miles de años de magia, sin otra pretensión más que la destrucción de esta farsa. Seguiremos parapetados tras un poste o tras un árbol, seguimos formando parte del bosque encantado. Seguiremos parapetados tras un poste o tras un árbol, seguimos formando parte del bosque encantado. Con lo poco que tenemos hacemos mucho más que algo. Sentimiento en el estómago, desde adentro la sacamos. Su fuerza es tan vacía a pesar del arsenal. No pudieron todavía con el hechizo material lo que en mis manos tienen, industrial o artesanal. Cobardía es quien posee todo fácil por ganar. Los milenarios del bosque a mi espalda me acompañan, como a plomo de balea, pero vacía está de alma. La melodía del agua me conspira silenciosa, oscura, negra, tenebrosa. Queda mucho por crear, sumergido en los lagos, subversiva ilusiones. Más allá de las canciones, adelanta un paso más, y la avispa del poder me muerde en pierna y espalda. Lo que nos mata ahora es viento, ya vivo más la fogata, con esta hermosa voluntad y la de un par de compañeros. Si me arrancan o me cortan, agua y sol me ayudarán. Cuando ese módulo amargo te va pisando los talones, esquivando el letargo, saltando al techo del vecino. Hierba, flor y enredadera, esa es mi única respuesta. Y es que su verdad podrida los derrumba y les molesta. Y un día parapetados tras un posto, tras un árbol, seguiremos formando parte del bosque encantado. Seguimos parapetados tras un posto, tras un árbol, seguiremos formando parte del bosque encantado. Y un día parapetados tras un posto, tras un árbol, seguiremos formando parte del bosque encantado. Guardias y perros en los trenes, policías en los bailes, control, seguridad, y viene el miedo. Pero tú ya sabes, guerrilla, guerrilla, y que el miedo lo tengan ellos. Va viendo el miedo. Guardias y perros en los trenes, policías en los bailes, control, seguridad, y viene el miedo. Pero tú ya sabes, guerrilla, guerrilla, y que el miedo lo tengan ellos.